Howard, I've been receiving these Mother's Day issue stamps here, and I'm just setting them aside until you come home. If there's any reason that you want me to forward them to you and you send them back, just let me know. But right now, I'm just putting them in the bookcase at home, so you'll have them all when you get here. I will check into this absentee ballot and see what I can find out. Right now, I can't even remember where you call, but I think if I call Sandy Greenspoon, who is very active in the Democratic Party, she can find out and get me all the information. Sunday afternoon, about 1 o'clock, Mort Greenspoon was working down at Topanga Plaza doing free eye examinations, and Sandy and her three daughters, Rhonda, all came over and took Gary to the park and for an ice cream cone, and he was just in seventh heaven. But little guy couldn't understand why they didn't invite him, because he just loves the other sister, he told me. Remember Mrs. Ford, who was Gary's teacher when he was in kindergarten? Well, her husband dropped dead on the golf course. Apparently he was on like the 17th tee, and golfing with a friend of his, who the friend was first and teed off and was waiting for Mr. Ford to come and join him, and he didn't come, and he didn't come. So finally, he went back to look for him, and there he was on the greens, dead. I guess if you have to go, you might as well go doing something you like. He's a very active man in sports. He was the baseball coach at Pierce College. She's kind of lost the sparkle in her eye, but she's just as sweet as ever, and Jeffrey just adores her. Gary seems to be pretty content also in the second grade, and he's made a lot of new friends, and he doesn't talk much about the third grade anymore. He wants to buy Rhonda a present because she took him to the park, and I suggested that maybe we take her for an ice cream cone one day after school, and he thought that was a pretty nifty idea. I can hardly wait to get started with the allergies, Howard. I just can't breathe day and night, and it's like I have a horrible cold constantly. Arlene and Floyd are furnishing their family room, finally, and their living room, and they have contacted a decorator. Al Blake kind of pooped out on them, which was kind of expected. They have found a decorator that they're very pleased with, and in fact, they've ordered all their furniture and everything, and they should have everything in around Thanksgiving. I'm really anxious to see it. I talked to the woman at Fort MacArthur the other day, and she was going to send me out a claim sheet to put down all the items that were broken or not even sent out. And you know, Howie, almost half of my Tupperware is missing. My real large salad bowl that I used to make salads when the gang was coming. My piece that I always use when I have tacos with all the compartments, you know, the Lazy Susan. Another one that I used to use when we used to put in cold drinks with ice in it. My cupboard seemed to be half full, but I just can't seem to put my finger on what's missing until I go to use it. I missed a cake pan the other day because I wanted to bake the, the boys a cake, and that's also missing. I hope I don't fill out this claim sheet and then later find a lot of stuff that's missing. I condensed a lot of stuff by taking out and throwing out a lot of old boxes that were torn, but it doesn't seem that the cupboard should be really quite this bare by just throwing out a few boxes. My mother wants to know, the next time when you go to the PX, would you please look and see if you could find her a hand fan? She seems to think that would be something nifty for you to send her. Just a paper hand fan, if they have one. I didn't speak with your mother today, but I don't think she's too bad off because she's having a meeting at her house tonight. The trouble with your mother is that she fails to realize that she's sick, and the doctor told her Thursday or Friday that she should go to bed for 5 days, and here she's already having the gang over. Spent a lot of time with, well, not a lot of time, but a couple evenings with Pauline and Al. And I think I'd rather spend the time hitting my head against the wall than talking with those two. They're really yucky. She said she was sorry she didn't get to see you in Chicago, but your schedule was too full to meet with hers. Also, Aunt Millie wrote your mother a letter and said that she was so delighted that she got to spend a little bit of time with you in Chicago and that she enjoyed it so much. Tomorrow night is the first night of Yom Kippur, and it's really going to seem strange that we're not having a dinner this year. Aunt Rose's back is still out, and nobody else has even volunteered to have a dinner. Haven't heard from your side of the family either, but I guess everybody is busy and, they don't have time to have a dinner. If they are, I haven't heard anyway. Arlene's been very generous about inviting us for dinner. I've taken the boys over there only once because I don't want to overdo a good thing. But she just keeps inviting us constantly to come. I'm having her and Floyd and the children for dinner on Thursday night, and I thought I would make tacos because I know they all love them so much. Jeffy is still up to his usual tricks about eating. He still wants to cry at dinner and doesn't want to eat anything. It's the old bribe scene as usual. But I've been sticking to mostly hamburgers and tacos, and I guess your favorite too, and he's been doing pretty good. I'm kind of running out of things to say, Howie, and I want to get this in the mail first thing in the morning on my way to nursery school. Tomorrow afternoon, I hope to get outside and start the play yard. The kids are really getting full of splinters, and it's beginning to really bug me. Wednesday morning, I plan to go up to Port Hueneme to do my commissary shopping, and I'm going to try and fill a couple prescriptions that Alan wrote out for me. I don't know if they will honor them up there, but I'm going to tell them that you're an MD in Vietnam, active duty Army, and perhaps they will fill them. I don't know. I'm not going to subject Jeffrey to seeing any of the goons up there at Port Hueneme or Oxnard because I don't know any of them. Jeffrey's ears were quite red today, and Alan was very, very concerned and asked me to please call him at the end of the week. I'm very anxious to get him into the allergist, but I meanwhile have got him on chlortrimeton, and he seems to be doing just the same, and he's not complaining. It's just your wife that's complaining. Well, today is 11 months from today, and you'll leave that rotten land where you are. I wish this horrible war would end and you'd come home sooner, but I know there's no chance of that. Anna's bought a new Chrysler car, and it's just beautiful, but she's still the same old Anna's. She told me she's got a lot of free time, and we should really get together and do a lot, but I just can't seem to bring myself about to calling her because I just don't enjoy her. She's so malicious. Dick and Gloria are looking at a home up by the fountain off of Mulholland near the Alpha Beta. Apparently, it's a 5-bedroom home and quite lovely. My sister said that Dick's doing fantastic, and if he were to sell his business today, he could get $2 million cash for it. I'm glad to hear it because he's worked awfully hard. Haven't talked to Harry and Gail since the cocktail party, but I've tried calling her a couple times and haven't been able to get her. I think I'll try and call her tomorrow and say hello. I'm going to finally sign off now, and I miss you very much and love you and can hardly wait till we get together for R&R. Please think Hawaii because I just don't want to go to Japan, at least by myself.